Jane Blonde, Twice the Spylet by Jill Marshall.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Jill Marshall moved from the United Kingdom to New Zealand along with her small daughter and her even smaller mad dog. Her childhood ambition was to become an author, so in 2001, Jill gave up her career at a huge international company to concentrate on writing for children. When not working, writing, and being a mum, Jill plays guitar, takes singing lessons, and is learning to play the drum kit she has set up in her garage. One day, she might even sing in a band again. To all the people who make this so easy and such a pleasure, wonderful Rachel, Taylor, Dom and the Macmillan UK guys, lovely Angie and Chris and the Macmillan NZ team, Karen, Kathy, Kim, Jules and Stina for Macho Coffee, laughs and sanity checks, Glenys for huge support, friendship and recipes, Katie and pals for inspiring me always and making me laugh on a daily basis, and all those top-tastic spylets out there, especially Anna, Sadie, Molly, Emma, Gabriella and Shannon. You know who you are. Who are all twice a spylet too. Spy on, dudettes. For Christine, Gary and Lee, my own very original siblings, with love. Chapter 1. Spy Cleaning. Jane Blonde, sensational spylet, stepped out of the car wash and looked around her.